Next question is Gary, G-A-R-Y, Thames, T-H-A-M-E-S. Date of birth is 11/30/53. This is a 68-year-old gentleman in need of oxygen. Patient is 68 years old, has a history of COPD. He lives by himself. He does smoke. He doesn't drink alcohol. At one time, he did have oxygen, but it was taken away from him, period. He does have a history of COPD. He uses NEP treatments. Has a scooter that moves around. He has bilateral, severe bilateral knee pain related to DJD. He's scheduled for knee surgery sometimes later this fall. Social, has no children. He does smoke. He doesn't drink on a regular basis. Lives alone. COVID vaccination, has not had any COVID vaccination. Surgery, splenectomy, 1982. Also on the social, put down he's a welder, he's a restaurant manager. Allergy, allergy to any medication. Family history, dad died of a train accident, mom died of a cancer, sister with cancer, brother with cancer, he doesn't know what kind. Allergy, none. Medication includes Lipitor, Norvasc, Mobic, Trilogy, inhaler, Metoprolol, Flomax, and Protonix. Patient currently is not using any oxygen because it was taken away from him by the previous home health people. On exam, Mr. James is alert, awake. He's able to ambulate some, but uses a scooter to move around. Blood pressure is 140/88. Pulse is 88. Respiration is 18 and febrile. Heart pulses, one pulse with two lungs. Ronchial, shallow breath sounds. Abdomen is soft, low extremity shows no dimmer, neck shows no JVD. Assessment here, we have a 68-year-old gentleman with history of COPD. Patient needs O2 both at needs to have his O2 saturation taken both at rest and with activity. Next number, we'll refer patient back to his home health regarding possible oxygen therapy. Next number, he's looking forward to his knee surgery coming up this fall. Next number, status post splenectomy. He tells me he's had all the vaccines that he needs to have after splenectomy. Next number is hypertension, controlled. Next number is BPH. Next number is gastroesophageal reflux. Next number is continue with current medication. And refer back to his primary care physician regarding oxygen needs. Thank you.